Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Basic Witch. As always, I'm Cassie. Woo, woo, how's it going? I hope everyone's having an amazing fucking day. Wow, what a wonderful, wonderful day. Sun is shining, it's so fucking gorgeous outside. We've got some amazing weather coming this week. After yesterday, it was absolutely freezing. I think the weather in Indiana is drunk, and Alex and I had a couple comment conversation about the weather and how Illinois is also drunk on their weather. So they, Indiana and Illinois, I think, are having a competition to see who can out-fuck-out-up the other one and make things the worst. So, yeah. But all this week's supposed to be 60s, and I could not be happier because I'm so ready for spring. I'm ready to get outside. I'm ready to get out in nature and into the water and so many wonderful things. I actually had a lot of things planned for yesterday, and if you are on my Facebook, then you saw that instead I ended up going down the rabbit hole and spent 8.5 hours watching all 52 parts of Who the Fuck Did I Marry on TikTok. If you have not went down that rabbit hole yet, highly suggest it. It's not a thing where you have to actually watch them. You can just listen to them. So if you work in an environment where you're able to like put earbuds in and work and listen to things, I highly suggest it. You got a long car ride to go, highly suggest it. It's a pretty phenomenal story. And Risa, I have no words. It's fucking insane. But we are here for part two of continuing on with our deeper dive into numbers. And I think that I'm starting to really understand a little bit more of why I'm having this calling for us to really take some deep looks at ourselves and really start understanding more about ourselves. I can't really reveal it yet, but I just feel like something big is getting ready to go down, and we're gonna need to build a plan ahead spiritually, mentally, emotionally, all the things, honestly. So yeah, so let's just get into it. We got a lot of things to cover, and I am really excited about this, like I said, because we are going deeper than we have before with numbers. So to recap, in the last episode we talked about how to read our life path numbers, personality numbers, destiny numbers, heart's desire numbers, even, let me go back, our home number, personal year, personal month, things like that. We did a lot of work with those. So we talked about all those things, and I really think now is we're going to get into the meat of it and take a look at what those numbers mean, the core numbers, the numbers that we assign to ourselves, the numbers we assign to things, the numbers that we see in our lives every fucking day, from the time to the temp to the actual date to many other random things, that order number or receipt number or total or whatever. My friend and coworker Liz and I went to pick up our lunch the other day, and the total was 1666. And for a very, very, very long time, Liz kept having 666 pop up in her life everywhere, and it had died down for quite some time, and now it's back. And I personally understand and know why that number was coming up for her there for a while, and I honestly know exactly why it's back, and she knows. I've told her my thoughts on it and all of those things. So it's for a reason. These things are happening for reasons. I don't really believe. So I do believe that there are coincidences. Obviously, there are some things in life that are coincidences, but for the most part, I don't really believe in a lot of coincidences. I believe in things are happening for a reason, and yeah. So as we talk about these numbers, I want you to keep in mind that we can apply this information to all aspects of life when it comes to numbers and things. So I believe last week we had left off with some homework about noticing what numbers you're seeing a lot and kind of trying to track that so that we can look into it more. For me, 34, threes and fours were everywhere. Fours, threes, sixes, and twos. But 34, the combination of three and four and were the strongest, and then sixes and twos were around a lot as well. What's that got to do with anything? A lot. A lot of my personal life, things going on, just random shit. A lot of combinations of things. And it's almost as if in a few different ways the universe was kind of like making a joke. You know, hey, look at this number. You know what I mean? Like, in a joking way. So, yeah. So now that we're going to talk about those numbers and you can put it together with what you have experienced this week and figure out what the fuck is happening or what's going on. It's something that we really need to start trying to get in the habit of paying attention to, because the universe uses so many different avenues to send us messages, and numbers are a huge fucking part of that. Mother Earth will, and the universe will definitely take advantage of any opportunity they can to get a message to us using numbers. So we need to get in the habit of opening our eyes and paying attention and listening for that message. So let's just start with number one. We're going to go through the core numbers. Let's talk about it. So number one is known as the leader. It's associated with independence and leadership, courage, and energy. It comes first, and it's basically the one that starts things off and gets the list rolling. So the mantra for number one is I lead. And some people who are famous and have a life path number of one: Drew Barrymore, Prince Harry, Steve Jobs, Martin Luther King Jr., Barack Obama, Chrissy Teigen, and Lily Waschkowski. I know her from something, but I can't figure out what it is, but I knew her name. Talents believed to be associated with number one: believing in themselves, cultivating opinions, creating opportunities, getting started, leading, tackling challenges. The number one exudes confidence. And actually, if you watch the TikTok I posted today, just a little bit ago, confidence was the topic of being confident and basically exuding it. So it's kind of funny that that's where we're starting off. But yeah. Hobbies and activities associated with core number one are base jumping, mountaineering, riding motorcycles, running for public office, snowboarding, speed skating, things like that. Strengths are ambitious, capable, determined, goal-oriented, independent, motivated. Weaknesses for number ones: aggressive, arrogant, bossy, competitive, demanding, and rash. Again, I want to remind everyone, this does not mean because you have this number that you are these things, all of them, or any of them. It can be different. It could be something else. It could be a situation where you are an opposite, where you have things that are just completely opposite. There's a lot of different things to this, so don't feel like I'm calling you arrogant or bossy or something shitty. I'm not. It's just I'm literally telling you things that are associated with it in general. So we're going to take a step further, and the day of the week associated with one is obviously Sunday, because that's technically when people believe that the week starts. I feel like the week ends on Sunday and starts on Monday, but again, everybody's different, the way they view things in the world, which is why the world can be wonderful, because there's so much diversity. Most ones are most compatible with twos, fives, and sixes. Colors associated with one are brick red and crimson, so we're staying in that red territory. Gems and minerals associated with it, again, back to the reds: garnet, ruby, sunstone. Plants are cast iron plant, rubber plant, and Venus flytrap. Animals and insects would be gorilla, honey badger, and tiger. So I could go on and on with some cool shit that I learned about ones in my life, but honestly, I just think it's really important to make your own connection with those, and we'll talk about those like different things later on. But I find it so fascinating how somebody can just exude the energy of a one, just like straight up fucking exude it. It's all over their face, it's all over everything. It's actually quite comical how fucking spot on some of these are for people. I mean, I'm thinking of one person in particular, and like everything about this is just bam. Just craziness to me. Advice for number ones, keep a bullet journal or use a planner app to stay organized. Check to ensure that you have, check to ensure that you have consensus before barreling ahead with a plan that involves others. Take time to reflect on goals you've accomplished to date. And don't forget to decompress occasionally, which I think we can all use that. And to wrap up, scents and essential oils associated with core number one are cinnamon, frankincense, and peppercorn. Health ailments usually associated with number ones are eye problems, heart disease, high blood pressure, hot flashes, and stress-related issues. Also sunstroke on. In places that kind of give off, you know, number one energy. I'm so sorry for mispronouncing some of these places, but the Azores in Portugal, Azores. I'm so sorry. You guys know I can't pronounce shit, so, you know. Buenos Aires in Argentina, Cape Town in South Africa, Houston, Texas, Mumbai in India. I'm so sorry. New York, and Shanghai, China. Twos are more identified as like the friend. Think of doubles and twins and couples and, you know, bracing yourself on something or someone that's your two, that's your person, your number two, the person associate, you know, that you consider to be your next in line. Two represents the connection of people and bringing things together, pairs, companionship, harmony. Two is a comforting number. It's a number that just makes you feel good in a way. Does that make sense? Like two is, it's not lonely, but it's not too much. I hope that makes sense. So the mantra for number two is I connect. Famous people with a life path number of two, Tim Burton, Michael Jordan, Kendrick Lamar, Jennifer Lopez, Madonna, Gwyneth Paltrow. Number two is talents, being a good friend, being a great team player, connecting with others, forging partnerships, keeping the peace, listening, offering unconditional support. Hobbies and activities include ballroom dancing, going to brunch, karaoke duet, rowing, sailing, swimming, team sports. Again, I'm literally picturing a number two I know in my head perfectly right now, and it's like, holy fuck. Strengths, caring, empathic, extroverted, flexible, sensitive, and pretentious. Weaknesses, being a pushover, deferential, ineffectual, insecure, and tentative. Day of the week associated with number two would be Monday. They're most compatible with ones, fours, and eights. Color schemes here are jade green and white. Minerals and gems would be jade, moonstone, and pearl. Again, keeping with that green and white theme. Plants are asparagus fern, peace lily, and UFO plant. And honestly, I have no idea what the fuck a UFO plant is, but it sounds amazing and I want one. Animals and insects would be coyote, gibbon, and penguin. Life advice for number twos. Cultivate your sense of self. Get good sleep. Learn to say what you mean. Don't just blindly agree with people. And join a club or a meetup to make new friends. Scents and essential oils associated with number two. Again, fucking sweet today. Grapefruit, jasmine, and spearmint. Health elements often accompanying number twos would be autophobia, which is a fear of being alone, which makes perfect sense because twos are couples, pairs, companions, partners, things like that. Endometriosis, diabetes, laryngitis, and learned helplessness, and resentment. Places that give off a number two energy vibe are, I'm going to mispronounce these. I should have looked them up when I was writing them down. I'm so sorry. Bordeaux, France, my bad. Kigali, Rwanda, Malaysia, Los Angeles, California, Monteverde Cloud Forest in Costa Rica, Orlando, Florida, and Reykjavik, Iceland. Y'all know I fucking butchered those. I am so, so, so sorry, but y'all are used to my horrible fucking pronunciations. And I want to pause real quick and say something. So, some of the other podcasts I listen to, these hosts get emails constantly with people tearing them apart because they mispronounced a word or a city or a state or a name. It's anything. Anything they mispronounce, they are literally getting emails ripping them to shreds. And I am so thankful for our community because you guys are not like that. You guys understand I'm going to fuck up words. It's just who I am as a person. I've done it my whole life. I'm dyslexic, ADHD. Lots of different shit affects things, and I try to read something too fast and I fuck it up. But I appreciate that you guys don't ever give me like a hard time or rag on me about my mispronunciations. And in fact, I'm sure some of you guys probably laugh at how stupid I sound when I do it. So I just want to say thank you for that. And you guys are phenomenal, and I love you all. Shanks. All right, let's talk about threes. Threes are known as the entertainer. A lot of things are in threes, if you think about it. Like, in Christianity, for example, and I think a lot of, maybe Catholic, yeah, I think Christianity and Catholic are, like, together, but, like, the three, the Trinity, the three, the Son, the Spirit, the Holy Ghost kind of thing, and trios, like, my brain literally can't fucking think of a single goddamn trio at the moment, but you get what I'm saying. Threes, trios. They, you know, think of couples plus one, and that just sounded really fucking stupid. Think of groups of people who depend on each other, need that third wheel, like, not a wheel, that sounds really bad. They need that third stabilizer, like triangle. Would fall apart without the third corner. Threes represent completion in a way. Bond. Tying things together. Keeping things rolling. Breaking ties. Breaking through. Threes are associated with a lot of different things, and they're very, what's the word I'm looking for? Captivating. They're very mysterious in a lot of ways. And threes have a big association with imagination and creativity. They symbolize increase in abundance and wanting more good things, more positive things. They really offer challenges in a lot of ways and really represent a thankfulness in a lot of ways. And it's crazy because threes can go in so many different ways. Like, they can go down so many different paths and avenues, and you can look at it as a great thing. You have a third person, you have a third thing, you have three, you have more than a couple. Excuse me. You have that extra bond, that connection, that tiebreaker, but you also have that magic combination that takes the cake when you put everything together. So my words are not making sense. Let me just go on, because it's not making sense, but y'all understand as I go. So the mantra for number three is I captivate. Famous people with life path number threes. Muhammad Ali, nope. I totally mispronounced that. Mahershala Ali. I thought it was Muhammad Ali when I looked, my bad. I guess I don't have my reading glasses on, read my notes. David Bowie, Hillary Clinton, Snoop Dogg, Jet Li, Reese Witherspoon, and Rihanna. Talents associated with number threes. Again, think about it, because threes, like I said earlier, are considered the entertainer, and damn near all those people I listed are in some form of entertainment. Crazy, isn't it? Talents for number threes, being charismatic, enjoying life, making people smile, performing, telling jokes and stories, Habits and activities would be dancing, game nights, improv and stand-up, making and posting videos, photography, playing, and singing. Strengths would be absorbing, amusing, charming, humorous, optimistic, outgoing. Weaknesses, easily bored, frivolous, gossipy, jealous, shallow, verbose. I don't make the rules, I don't make the characteristics, I'm just passing the info on. The day of the week associated with 3 is actually Thursday, not Wednesday. Shocking, I know. Most compatible with 1s, 6s, and 9s. The colors are orange and sunshine yellow. Gems and minerals are amazonite, gold, quartz, and pyrite. Plants are gardenia and prayer plant. Animals are bonobo and dolphins and peacocks. I love peacocks. Life advice. Take care of your smile, brush, and floss. Practice moderation. Join a choir or theater troupe. Let other people have the floor once in a while. Don't hog the mic or the spotlight. Smells and oils associated would be dandelion and geranium and sage. Health ailments, excessive desire for attention, gout, heartburn, logorrhea, which is excessive talkativeness, and self-centeredness. Again, I don't make these. Places that give off the number 3 energy: Ransom, Missouri; Hamburg, Germany; Las Vegas, Nevada; Meku, China; Morocco, Prague, Czech Republic; and Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Again, I'm just keep fucking up words. You guys are so nice about it, and I appreciate that. 4s. Now, 4 is my personality number. So we'll see if this goes with it, which we did talk about the personality numbers I had are up. We'll just do it with my life path, and we'll get to it, which was 7. 4s are known as the organizer, and they follow magnetic excess and charm that is associated with number 3. They follow that and arrive with self-confidence, self-control, determination. It's kind of like a palate cleanser. 4s are kind of like, okay, we've been through some shit. 4s are going to come in, sweep things up and clean up and just refresh things and give like a new setting, a new fresh taste to life. And they're also really, really industrious and diligent and very, very productive and hard workers. And really importantly, they get shit done. They complete tasks and they make sure shit happens the way it needs to happen, almost with some type of superpower. It's kind of crazy. But they also are known to be very exuding, and they consider themselves, you know, getting into some mischief and you know, have a little foolery and a little fun sometimes, but not too much, because they don't have to come in and clean back up after themselves. The mantra for number 4, I accomplish. Famous people with life path number 4: Elton John, Kim Kardashian, Nicki Minaj, Sarah Jessica Parker, Jordan Peele, Keanu Reeves, and Oprah Winfrey. Number 4's talents include finishing tasks, making to-do lists, managing projects, never giving up, setting boundaries, and staying organized. Hobbies and activities include beekeeping, bird watching, coin or stamp collecting, model making, puzzles, scrapbooking, and side hustles, which, you know. Strengths: they're diligent, disciplined, focused, hardworking, practical, reliable. Weaknesses: they're austere, boring, dreary, overly precise, rigid, and uncompromising. And honestly, when you look at weaknesses that are listed for things, you have to consider that what one person considers to be austere or boring or dreary, another person could consider to be comfort and calm and peace. You know, it's all really in the eye of the beholder. So when people talk about your weaknesses, you first have to understand who that's coming from, so you can understand why they see it that way. Because a very outgoing and adventurous person may look at an introvert and be like, oh my God, they're boring, they're horrible, like they're lazy, they blah, 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 blah. But another introverted person may look at that same introvert and be like, they're warm, they're comforting, they're calm, they're peaceful, they are what I need in life. So keep that in mind. What some people see as a weakness or a downfall may be a blessing to someone else. Just saying. All right. The day of the week associated with number 4 is actually Saturday. Shocking. I know. Because 4s are... 4s kind of make me feel more like a Friday kind of thing. But I could see the Saturday vibe too, so... They're most compatible with 2, 7, and 8s. Colors are dove gray, 4s green, gems and minerals, emerald, heliotrope, and zoisite. Plants, Parisian shield, pothos, and stone crop. Animals and insects, ant, beaver, honeybee. Life advice for number 4s. Mix up your routine periodically. Schedule time for fun. Exercise to relieve stress. Accept that everything won't always go according to your plan. And that is kind of hard, but, you know, sometimes we all need that. Scents and essential oils, basil, cedar, myrrh. Health ailments would be burnout, constipation, exhaustion, neck and back pain, work-related accidents, and workaholism, like alcoholism, but workaholism. You overwork yourself. Places with number 4 energy are Hong Kong, China, London, England, Malmo, Sweden, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota, Uruguay, Nairobi, Kenya, and Victoria, Canada. Interesting. Number five is known as the adventurer. And a lot of times in tarot, fives are bad. Fives are not the best. But fives in your core number, in your life path number, and numbers in general, as far as everything but tarot, are really good. They're about adventure and the spirit of adventure. And, you know, the craving and desire of new experiences, new places, new people, new way of stimulating all 5 senses. 5 is really closely connected to freedom, and, you know, whether it be real or metaphorical, and always wanting to work on making things better and stronger, and really working through a lot of things to make changes and do something positive and exciting and new and fresh and all the wonderful things. 5s are exciting. The mantra for number 5 is I experience. Famous life path number 5 people: George Clooney, Beyonce, Jay-Z, which is odd that they're both, but whatever. Angelina Jolie, I can't fucking speak today. Abraham Lincoln, Patrick Mahomes, and Malcolm X. Number 5's talents: being fearless, communicating, experiencing life, having adventures, painting, word picture, puzzles, and trying new things. Hobbies and activities include exercising, physical fitness, gaming, geocaching, podcasting, traveling, trivia, urban exploring. Which Travis really wants to go urban exploring, and it just makes my anxiety go through the fucking roof of getting caught, getting in trouble, something bad happening. Strengths: adventurous, animated, communicative, curious, earnest, zestful. Weaknesses: aimless, anxious, dissatisfied, fickle, impulsive, unsettled. Probably got fucking anxiety because they're going into these fucking abandoned places and worried about getting caught. My bad. Day of the week associated with number 5 is Wednesday. They're most compatible with 1s, 3s, and 7. Colors are blue and teal. Gems and minerals are chrysocolla. I know I pronounced that wrong. I'm so sorry. Sapphire and turquoise. Plants are ginkgo tree, fern, and staghorn fern. Animals and insects would be butterfly, hummingbird, and wildebeest. Life advice. Think before you speak, which I think is actually life advice for everybody. But sometimes it's really good to just speak and get it out. Be careful about bragging. Use breathwork to deal with anxiety and stay grounded. And make safe choices. Scents and essential oils associated with number 5s. Eucalyptus, fig, and neroli. Health and ailments, anxiety, asthma, and respiratory issues, hoarseness, insomnia, thyroid issues, and vertigo. Places that kind of give off that number 5 energy are Chobe National Park in Botswana. I'm so fucking sorry. Botswana, yeah. Flores, Indonesia, Argentina, and Brazil. The falls there. I'm going to butcher that. Nile River, Egypt, San Francisco, California, and Turks and Caicos. So if you, before we continue on, if you're wondering why we are really diving into these numbers hard, I really want to revisit a thing real fast. So when you're doing your spell work and you're trying to set out perfect timing, perfect atmosphere, perfect everything so you have the perfect spell, or, you know, and when I say perfect, I mean perfect for you. That you put in every attribute that you can to make sure it is going to work the way you want. Knowing what numbers are associated with what and the power that these numbers hold has a big importance on that, because you can play that to your favor. If you are doing a spell and you're trying to kind of work in different aspects or make it something complex, you may choose, you know, 5 stones or 3 feathers or 1 candle. You know what I mean? You can know the power of these numbers and use that to your advantage in whatever you're doing. Or if you are getting yourself ready for a ritual and you're trying to add something in and you're trying to get yourself good luck or something like that, you can put out, you could do color magic with it, and then you can mix in power of the numbers of, okay, I'm going to wear 3 pieces of purple to signify blah, 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 or some things that matter. Knowing about numbers and having that extra power to add to your spells, your rituals, your craft in any way, shape, or form is something that we should all be carrying in our back pocket, because it's just very helpful information and knowledge to have. Furthermore, again, when it comes to seeing these signs in life, you know, if you learn these numbers and the meanings and what's associated with them, when you start seeing these messages, you can decode them easier and not miss it and have something bad happen before you realize what you were supposed to learn or what you're supposed to see or what the message was trying to tell you. So knowing this information and having it with you to carry in your head is helpful in so many different aspects of not only your craft life, but your mundane life. And I think it's really important that we really take in as much as we can and arm ourselves with as much knowledge as we can, because we don't know what the future holds at this point. And it may come a time where knowing your, I don't want to say your enemy, but knowing your enemy could be so fucking important. It'd be a life or death kind of matter. So you can do anybody's destiny number by doing their name, or, you know, if you know somebody's birthday, you can do their life path number, especially if you're trying to help somebody. I don't know about you guys, but I have a lot of friends and people come to me for help with things because they know what I do. They know who I am. And if I can do these simple math steps to figure out their life path number or, you know, their destiny number, it can help me help them in a better way, because I can learn a little bit more about them. And it can help me to help them. Does that make sense? I'm not just doing numbers again just because, you know, oh, hey, let's talk about numbers again because I want to. I think it's really important. Yeah. Number six is known as the empath. And, you know, we want to feel cared for and seen and heard. If you're feeling that, call a number six. If you know anybody who's a number six, they're going to know exactly how to make you feel what you need to feel. People are associated with number six are natural caregivers. They're nurturers, and basically they're like the fairy godparents of numerology. They're people who are in your life who love you unconditionally with pure open-heartedness and don't judge you for who you are, what you do, and how you live. They're linked to home and family and food, and a lot of times you'll find that sixes like to cook a lot, so which makes a lot of sense for the number six I'm thinking of in my head. The mantra for number six, unsurprisingly, I care. Famous life path number six people, Jessica Alba, Albert Einstein, Gigi Hadid, my bad, Stephen King, John Lennon, Eleanor Roosevelt, and Meryl Streep. Talents associated with number six, affability, being responsible, coziness, nesting, paying attention to people and pets, taking care of and tending to others. Hobbies and activities, baking, book club, cooking, gardening, genealogy, pets, and volunteering. Strengths, compassionate, kind, loving, open-hearted, social, tolerant. Weaknesses, easily wounded, meddling, overbearing, prying, self-righteous, and smug. Day of the week associated with number six is Friday. Most compatible with threes, fours, and nines. Colors are indigo and pink. Gems and minerals are amethyst and rose quartz. Plants are aloe vera and calathea and spider plant. Animals and insects, bears, manatee, and orangutan. Life advice for sixes. Treat yourself with the same care as you treat someone else. And that, it's something we should all remember because self-care is so fucking important. Learn to advocate for yourself. Care for a variety of people and creatures to avoid becoming overbearing. Donate extra food and clothes to charities in your community. Scents and oils associated with six, rose, vanilla, and yangling. Health and ailments, allergies, digestion issues, and food intolerances. Ear, nose, and throat issues, martyr complex, urinary tract infections. Places with the number six energy are Athens, Greece, Cartagena, Colombia, sorry, I must fucking pronounce that, Charleston, South Carolina, Kyoto, Japan, and San Miguel de Allende, Mexico. Sorry, you guys know I fucked shit up. Sevens. This is me. I am a seven. So let's see. The thinker. Sevens are known as the thinker. Deep thoughts really come naturally to number sevens, both analytical and perceptive. They're always seeking knowledge. Sevens are always wanting to learn as much as they can about different things from all around the world, and honestly from both realms, really. They're very imaginative and intuitive, and they are philosophers and intellectuals, and I'm not saying this because I am one, but hey, whatever. Brainstorming is often a quite literal meaning for them. Lots of shit going on at the same time in their head. People who are connected to number seven tend to be very spiritual. They're simply more in touch with the divine side and innate understanding of mysticism and otherworldliness. Sevens have the ability to feel like a harmony and unity, as if there's two sides added up to a complete whole. The mantra for number sevens is I think. People who are famous who are number seven, Muhammad Ali, Jack Black, Princess Di, Marilyn Monroe, Toni Morrison, Taylor Swift, Andy Warhol. Number 7's talents would be asking questions, giving advice, philosophizing, fuck, that's a hard word, problem solving, research, thinking, and uncovering mysteries. Hobbies and activities would be backcountry camping, chess, composing music or playing an instrument, crosswords and word games, learning languages, and reading. Strengths: analytical, inquisitive, introspective, intuitive, spiritual, and wise. Weaknesses: conceited, elitist, isolated, know-it-all, secretive, and unsociable, and fuck me. Wow. Okay. Alright, I get it. I gotta see you there. Day of the week associated with 7 is Thursday. Most compatible with 4s, 7s, and 9s. Colors are deep purple and violet. Gems and minerals would be blue lace agate, charite, and clear quartz. Plants would be orchid, snake plant, and touch me not. Animals and insects would be chimpanzee, octopus, and snow leopard. Which is weird because I was just watching videos on octopuses and they creep me out because they are fucking aliens. Life advice: practice mindfulness to help corral your thoughts. Seek out other spiritual practices to broaden your awareness. Journal to pour out your feelings and burning questions. Prioritize rest, giving your brain a break. Definitely need that. Scents and essential oils: aniseed, balsam fir, and bergamot. Health and ailments: depression, headaches, nightmares, overthinking, rashes and skin problems, and social anxiety. Check, 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 check. All of the above. Places with number 7 energy: Boston, Massachusetts; Istanbul, Turkey; Jerusalem, Israel; Lalibela, Ethiopia; Mexico City, Mexico; Petra, Jordan; Siem Reap, Cambodia; and Vatican City. Now, the next one is number 8. Travis is a number 8, and he fits some of these, I think, for the most part. Number 8 is the executive. So basically, 8s are someone who could go either way, honestly. I feel like there's different forms of 8s, just like there's different forms of others, but 8s are the ones who are determined and resourceful and sometimes enjoy flaunting what they have, not because they are trying to show off or anything else, but because they work so hard to get that or to make it happen or to create it. 8s are really wonderful with hardworking and doing what needs to be done to get to the next level, to go higher. Eights usually have extremely high standards for themselves. They are oftentimes in higher positions where they're in charge of other people. They really have a tendency to get upset or down on themselves when expectations are not being met, especially on their own end. They really have a way of just making shit happen, to getting the shit done. They rely on thoughtful judgment and often is often coupled with calm decisiveness. They know what they want and they get shit done. They shine in crisis. When things are falling apart, they shine. They know how to make shit happen and get done. The mantra for number 8 is I accumulate. Famous life path number 8 people: Halle Berry, Kate Blanchett, Lin-Manuel Miranda, Trevor Noah, Chris Pratt, Maya Rudolph, RuPaul, Harry Styles. Lorraine's talents are being in charge, consulting, entrepreneurialism, making money, managing and motivating others, and self-confidence. Hobbies and activities: card games and games of chance, day trading, giving TED Talks, house flipping, real estate, and manifesting thrifting. Gotta say, Trav's not hardly any of those at all, but he does have a lot of similarities with this. So this is another one of those things where it doesn't quite fit, but it does if you look at it from a different angle. I hope that makes sense. Strengths, decisive, driven, influential, mature, steady, and successful. Trav is not mature at all, but he's a man, so he might be mature for man age, I think. No offense to men, but you guys sometimes, some men are, you know, very bad on the mature side compared to women. Not in a bad way. I know that sounded horrible. Less aged at the same age. Does that make sense? I'm going to stop talking because that just doesn't make sense. It makes it sound like I'm being a dick. Trev is really good about being decisive, though, because I can never decide what we're going to eat. So I always make them decide. So that does track. Days of the week associated with eights would be Saturday. They're most compatible with twos, fives, and eights. Colors are gold and vermilion. Gems and minerals would be aventurine, centurine, and tiger's eye. Plants would be jade plant, money, tree, and the piney. Animals and insects would be eagle, pig, and shark. Life advice: acknowledge your privilege. Donate to causes you care about. Cultivate a love for things that cannot be bought, like sunsets and friendships, and look for ways to empower others or lift them up. Scents and essential oils would be ginger, lemongrass, wild orange, health and ailments, acid reflux, anger management issues, carpal tunnel syndrome, extreme envy, toothaches, and bruxism, which is teeth grinding. Crazy. Places associated with number eight's energy would be Dubai, United Arab Emirates. I never say, I don't know if I'm saying it right. My brother-in-law actually lived there for a very long time. Lagos, Nigeria. It's not Lagos, is it? Lagos. Monaco, Santiago, Chile. Silicon Valley, California, Singapore, and Zurich, Switzerland. Nines. Nines are known as the activist. When confronted with the world's, you know, myriad of ills and many things that are happening, nines are the ones who are like, all right, let's get shit done. Let's make change. Let's spread the word and advocate and agitate and organize and protest and volunteer until something fucking happens. They get off their butts and they act. They do the damn thing. They're really selfless and can start to really self-neglect themselves because they're so worried about taking care of everyone else. And sometimes they just give way too much that they're letting themselves suffer from it. But that is the soul that is inside a nine that just goes and goes and goes. The mantra for number nine is I give. Famous life path numbers are famous nine life path number people. Giselle Bundchen. I never said that right. I'm so fucking sorry. Cher, Spike Lee, Sam Smith, Mother Teresa, Serena Williams. Talents for number nine would be acts of service, creative pursuits, fighting for causes they care about, giving back, and philanthropy, showing genuine compassion. Hobbies and activities: art and photography, attending community events, community organizing, crafting, publishing op-eds, running clothing and donation drives. Strengths would be cooperative, forgiving, generous, humble, idealistic, selfless. Weaknesses: impractical, melodramatic, obsessive, over-emotional, preachy, and self-negating. Day of the week will be Tuesday. They're most compatible with threes, fives, and sixes. Colors are black and magenta. Gems and minerals would be hematite, onyx, and opal. Plants would be dino plant, English ivy, and Mongolia. And animals and insects would be crow, whale, and wolf. What an interesting combo. Life advice: accept that you can do a lot, but you can't do it all. Celebrate small wins to avoid getting bogged down by everything that still needs fixing. Be careful about overcommitting and overextending, sorry. And practice receiving the kindness and generosity of others. Scents and oils would be lavender, musk, and rosemary. Health and ailments would be bruising, emotional overreaction, foot pain, inflammation, mood swings, muscle aches, and tension. And places that just give off that nine energy Beirut, Lebanon, Detroit, Michigan, Paris, France, Tokyo, Japan, Varanasi, India, Ringsdale, St. Ellis National Park, Alaska. Look that up. It happens. All right. Next week, we will kind of split that episode up. We will visit double digits, and then I want to talk about some astrology type shit that goes with it, which I know you're probably thinking, Cassie, numbers and astrology in one episode, what the fuck's wrong with you? I want to talk to you guys about this a gift that I received, and it's something I think you can make on your own. You can do it in a different way. So I've seen it in different, a variety of different things as far as how they, how they're made. Sometimes it's cards. In this case, it's dice. You can do it in a rune form. You can do it any way you want. I'm actually thinking I might start making some of these, not necessarily in a dice form, but three different pouches. And instead of dice, you would, you know, you'd pull one out from each pouch kind of thing to do a reading. It's something that's very interesting. They're called astrology dice, but it really fucking is amazing how it breaks down everything and helps answer a lot of questions. So it ties in with exactly what we are, talking about here and everything going on and the numbers and the signs and the messages. We're going to continue on that path with messages and signs and things like that, because there's a lot of things we need to be watching for. Like, again, things are just getting crazy and getting out of hand, and we need to be prepared for spiritual warfare, unfortunately, I feel is coming. And by spiritual warfare, I mean we are going to be under attack for a lot of different things, for who we are, for what we believe, for our location in the world alone. They're going to try to divide us. They're going to try to do anything they can to pit us against each other. And we have to stand strong on a united front, because shit's about to get so fucking crazy. So, it's really important that we are prepared and watching for messages. This week alone, I had probably 6 different messages that I picked up on via numbers and messages. There's a few that I still can't quite understand. Like, I have the answer, but I'm not really sure what the question is yet. But I feel like that's going to come to me this week, and shit is going to get really real. So, keep your guards up. Keep your mental guard up. Keep your energy protected. Something else that actually I cannot be afraid to tell you guys. Fucking crazy. So something weird has been going on here. I don't know if I mentioned it last week. Just something's been off, right? You guys are mouse haunted. There's spirits all around. Normally they're all fine. I see a lot of white orbs with my own eyes in my home. Like, clear as day, plain as day, floating in the house. We're used to that at this point. If they're really bright and strong, Trav can see them. And for the most part, I see them everywhere. The kids see them when they come by, because they have some of my senses of things, especially Mace. He really has a lot of my sensitivity has been passed to him, and he's really starting to see it and really understand it a little bit more. He'll be 24 this year, so I think he's starting to really come into a lot of that, open up that gate into that world. It's not anything I ever pushed on the kids, because I wanted them to do what they felt drawn to, what they felt comfortable with. And sometimes it takes a while for you to find that side. My niece right now is actually starting to, right at the age of Saturn's return. So she's starting to experience a lot of things and really find a lot of things in her own self that's helping her to understand a lot of the questions she's had about herself and different things. And the whole point of this is that we've been noticing things a lot more. Like, they're getting to be where Travis is seeing a lot more of them now, because they're that much stronger, brighter. But I always see the white ones there. They're just here all the time. There are spirits that we know live here. There are family members popping in to visit. They are good, pure energies. But we've been seeing a lot of black, dark orbs and energies and mists and shadows and things popping in and popping through and hanging and lingering. I've been seeing them at the foot of the bed at night. I haven't said anything to try about that yet, but something is up and going on. And if you guys know, if you've been listening, you know Travis has really bad fucking night terrors, like horrible night terrors. So to protect him, I always put crystals in his pillowcase. A variety of different crystals that are known for fighting and protecting against evil thoughts and bring calmness and things like that. And I cleanse them a lot because they only last a couple days before shit starts to go down again, and they come back and they break their way through. So I cleanse them quite often, a couple times a week. The other day I went to cleanse them and I couldn't get a single one of my sage bundles to light. I have probably 60 bundles of sage. I had, I think, 10 or 11 of them out trying to light, and not a single fucking one would light. I have never in my entire life had a bundle of sage not light. And it wasn't a bad lighter, it wasn't anything like that. Something was stopping the sage from lighting. I've got some Palo Santo I'm gonna try. I don't know what the fuck is happening here. Something is up. Again, this just feeds into my feeling that something is coming along and we have to be prepared. But I am going to keep in mind that number 11. 11 bundles of sage. None would light. Three different times I saw the three orbs. Dark black shadow orbs at the end of the bed. All of these things are happening for a reason. I just don't know why yet. I'm still working on that. And yeah, so that's where I'm at. And that's why I think it's really important that we are keeping our guards up. We've got that gate ready to close when we need it. We are paying attention to messages and watching. And I can feel right now that some of you are going to be like, holy fuck, I've been having a lot of shit with this stuff going on too. I've been seeing things, hearing things, feeling things. Number. So let's do this together. Let's be ready and prepare for whatever we have to. So next week we will go over double digits. We're going to talk about the astrology dice and how that fits into the numbers and the messages. And we're going to go on to some other messages and things that we need to be watching for and be prepared for, and how to read different messages that are just coming from the universe and energies and spirits. So we got a lot to cover, guys, and it's going to be a ride. So trap, you know, hold on tight, and it's going to get really fucking interesting real soon as we start going deeper and deeper into messages and signs and all those wonderful things. So, and if you guys get tired of it, we can break up the monotony of all the messages and signs and things like that and do a couple different episodes and then go back to it. Well, you know, it's whatever you guys want to do. So, all right. I hope you have an amazing day, week, month, year, whenever you're listening to this. You can find me on TikTok, Cassie the Basic Witch, Instagram, Cassie the Basic Witch, Facebook, Cassie Godfrey. Join our Facebook group, The Basic Witch. You can email thebasicwitch2020@gmail.com. YouTube, I haven't had time to really do videos. I probably could have yesterday if I didn't waste 8.5 hours watching Who the Fuck Did I Marry? But I don't really want to say waste because it was really interesting. Yeah, so I hope you guys have an amazing time. Please keep your guards up. Protect yourselves. Send some protective energy my way so I can figure out what the fuck's in my house and deal with it. All right. Let's be in love you. Bye.